B99.9 Country Cafe. I'm Robin James, and we're up to Story Behind the Song. And in the spotlight today, I was listening to it the other day, and I thought, you know what? This song absolutely warrants the story behind. George Strait's All My Exes Live in Texas. The song is written by Sanger D. Schaefer. He goes by Whitey Schaefer. And his wife, Lyndia Schaefer. Now, both Whitey and Lyndia will tell you that they believe in fate because it certainly played a role in their marriage. Before they met, Lyndia was a divorced single mom, mother of three, working in Pennsylvania, and the continuous strain of her situation was starting to sap her strength. After some tears and prayer of desperation, she said she turned the TV on one night and just happened to catch Austin City Limits, a concert show she'd never seen before. The songwriter and performer that night was Whitey Schaefer, and although she didn't know his name or wasn't familiar with his music, she said she liked his voice, and it filled her mind, and it gave her joy. Well, a short time later, she heard Whitey on the radio, and so she wrote a letter to the DJ at the radio station, and he put her in touch with Whitey Schaefer's publisher, Acuff Rose, in Nashville. Now, Whitey sent her some records and sheet music and soon appeared in her home state of Pennsylvania. Lyndia's mother bought her the first two tickets issued for that show, and she was able to go and meet Schaefer in person in September of 1981. The following January, they were married. Lyndia's first hit as a songwriter came 5 years later when Whitey came up with the title All My Exes Live in Texas, which could have spelled disaster for some marriages. But it was a fun song to write, he said, and he and Lyndia wrote it together. He said it was like writing my biography. He said, I did change the names to protect the guilty. He said, I do have my exes living in Texas. He said, now that's not why I live in Tennessee, but that's a great kicker for the song. Now, Whitey had actually used the X's Texas rhyme before in a different song, in a different context, but the song was never recorded. So he comes home from a golfing tournament one day with a new variation on My X's Live in Texas, and he and Lyndia sat down and wrote the song within minutes. Now, they blended in Texas cities of Abilene and Temple, Galveston and Texarkana, and Whitey had tossed in the Brazos River, which George Strait later changed to Frio River because that had a personal connection to George Strait. The resulting record was a shoe-in for a number one. It landed at the top of the Billboard Country Singles chart in July of 1987. Now, the song ended up being nominated for a Grammy for George Strait and for the songwriters for Best Country Vocal Performance. And so Whitey and Lyndia drove up to New York City for the Grammy Awards ceremony, but they lost to Randy Travis and his album Always and Forever and the song Forever and Ever, Amen. So Randy Travis served as a spoiler when it came to winning a Grammy for All My Exes Live in Texas. The song has been used in various forms of media. You maybe have heard it in movies like Roadhouse and Necessary Roughness. It's also been used on TV shows. Well, that's the story behind All My Exes Live in Texas by George Strait on B99.9's Country Cafe.